WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies of the Philadelphia Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. Soul music persists today, both as a sound and as a song style. But like the blues, it has to contend with the perception that it belongs more to history than the present. Critic Milo Miles says two new debut albums from the band The Bow Keys and the young singer Van Hunt know how to be modern.
These days, soul outfits can get by being classicists, and uninspired ones at that. As with rockabilly and garage rock, if a soul player fulfills the form, he or she doesn't have to add new twists. At first, this kind of too-comfortable mode seems to apply to the Bow Keys. This mostly instrumental quartet of veteran performers came together at the Stax Music Academy, no less. The lineup of Scott Bomar on bass, Willie Hall on drums, Skip Pitts on guitar, and Ronnie Williams on organ, plus some added horns and percussion, is straight out of the Booker T and the MGs playbook. After one listen to their debut, The Royal Sessions, you may only have the urge to pull out Vintage Sides by Booker T or the Meters. But give it a second chance.
Buckle up, y'all. Let's ride this joint.
It's a subtle business, but it's clear after a while that the Bow Keys have their own sound, that adding up their batch of veteran perspectives has generated something fresh. The Royal Sessions suggests one of those fortunate hard-bop jazz workouts where canny old pros rediscover what attracted them to the music in the first place. If the Bow Keys make the most of their worldly experience, singer and multi-instrumentalist Van Hunt makes the most of his inner world. Like the Bow Keys, Van Hunt unfolds slowly. On his debut album called Van Hunt, his guitar-focused early 70s sound is lean and punchy, if a bit slight with melodies. But soon it's evident he's drawing on a little-known tradition exemplified by performers like Roy C., Swamp Dog, and late-period Marvin Gaye. Van Hunt is a neurotic soul man. Love and sex are not his salvation. Most often they torment him, and that's what he likes about them.
I love it when we make mistakes. Because once again, it gives me a reason to complain. I love the battle lines, the battle lines we draw when crossing the mud. I love it when we fight, standing on the verge of breaking up or making love. What would I do if we were perfect? Where would I go for disappointment? Love without pain would leave me wondering why I stay.
of saving. On tracks like Anything to Get Your Attention, Van Hunt plays a more standard role of worshipful soul supplicant. And he's even sleek with contentment in tunes like Precious. But he's most compelling when he's crash-landing on the runway, as he puts it, and crawling from the wreckage with a smile. Van Hunt says he's determined to find out why the battles of the day lead people to become demons at night. And that's certainly a more fascinating goal for a modern soul singer than concocting yet another dose of MTV-ready lust.
Milo Miles is a contributing writer to Rolling Stone. He reviewed new albums from The Bokeys and singer Van Hunt.